What if my spirit had risen in a bubble from the sinks on Backbone Mountain and floated down the Yakagami to be caught by a low-hanging branch of old oaky at the very moment that my parents were finding solace for their worried minds and weary bodies in love at the beginning of the Great Depression, because I must have been conceived a month or two after the crash on Wall Street. I'm Ina Hicks, and I was born right on the bank of the Yakagami River in Friendsville, Maryland. And then I went away to school and came back later after having had 7 children and gotten my college degree. I'm 81 and I live just up the street from the house where I was born. And I don't think many people can say that. My first memory is of my mother rocking me on that back porch that was surrounded by branches of the tree. And the sound of the rocking chair and the tree frogs in the tree. Because it would get full of these little spring peepers or tree frogs that just got so loud, the sound, it was incredible. And the rocking chair was going sort of like scratchy, scratchy, and the little tree frogs were making this shrill, trilly kind of sound. And that's my first memory of being surrounded by that. It was like a protector. You know, it was like a protector for sure. This was old oaky. As I got older, I played under that tree in the river all the time, you know, even in the winter when there was ice on the river. And I had a hammock that was attached to the tree at one end. And I used to go up and sit on the roof over the kitchen. It was kind of flat, and watch the bats at dusk flying through the branches of the tree, getting all the bugs out of there. That was amazing how they flew in these tight quarters, because the tree was full, very full. I wanted a tree house up in there, and several people offered to build it, but I think my mother sort of told them, forget it. I don't want her falling out of that tree. So I never got the tree house, but I used to hang out on that hammock under the tree a lot. And then as I began to learn a little bit of the history of Friendsville, about how it started out as an Indian settlement, it was easy to imagine that there were probably other oak trees as old along the river, and how the Indians fished the river and grew corn in these fields over here and hunted, gathered herbs, preserved things for the winter. And it was through the tree that I got a sense of distant time and my love for the place. I worked as a genealogical librarian and museum curator for 18 years. And learned so much more about Friendsville and the people mainly, you know. Just as the tree gave me a sense of way back time, working at the library did the same, because I realized how connected we all are, just as the trees are and everything. So then when I went off to college and got married and had children, just before I moved back here, about 30 years ago or so, the tree fell into the river. It was just leaning more and more. We had some really high water. It washed him on away. Well, even though old Oaky went down the river, I can stand there on the bridge and visualize him, you know, the tree, as it was, and as I used to stand on the bridge and look at it from, you know, from when I was very young. So that's mostly my story. It's sort of a story of about a third of my life.